This is Mike from Hatesphere.
This is Pepe from Hatesphere.
And you're listening to Throne of Thanatos.
So, you're coming back in Région Centre. Do you enjoy coming back just near where you play at Hemfest?
It was a really good festival, actually. So we enjoy coming back. And the Cairns really good as well. So, win-win.
So, you are playing in Blois tonight. What do you expect from this show tonight?
Well, France is always good. So we expect, of course, a lot of mayhem. But it's a really large venue. So let's see. And haven't heard anything about pre-sales, but of course it's going to be good.
How was the tour with Soilwork?
No, it's not only like very good shows, mostly, but nice guys, nice crew, nice bus. Yeah. So everything's quite good. Love, left the side.
No fear, I must. How do you produce your last album?
Like all the others.
Yeah. We went in the studio, Mike played drums, I played guitar. No, we've actually used the same studio and the same producer as we've done the past four times, I think. And two Madsen from Aarhus, where I live. He's known the band for like forever because he made our second demo tape in 97 actually. So he's known the band from all the way back then. And he knows the music, he knows that what we kind of want. He always asks us before we start recording, what should we do this time? Should we do something different? Should we do, what should we do?
Nope.
What should we try? Should we try something out? And he always tries to find a new way of doing things. Not that it's like a totally different thing, but we always, like all our albums, we always try to make it sound like Hatesphere, but not exactly the same. We try to develop. And the same thing with our sound. We try to do something special. This time, the past at least two or three albums, we've tried to make the sound a bit more raw, rockish kind of, and try to, make it more fresh, and not so cut up. Not that we've done that in the past, but I mean, just been more. If it plays and it sounds good, then we're gonna use it. Even though I may have played the note a bit wrong. Maybe Mike hit the cymbal a bit wrong, but if it sounds cool, we're gonna use it.
Definitely some small flaws allowed to be on the albums, because the way we do it now is like, well, for the drum part, just play it for like five times, and then put it together. As you said, it's not cut up. It's not, we don't move anything really. Just take what's on the recording and then find the best, if there is a best part. And then I use that, and even if there's like a hit on the rim or whatever, it goes on the album as well. It's a dynamic.
On the first show, how was the fans? Does the fans enjoy this new album?
We don't really play that much from the new album right now. We only play one song on this
tour. When we play that one, Mike?
Oh yeah, yeah. Nuts. That's of course when they go completely nuts.
It's totally mayhem, right, Mike?
Yep. Yep. Stainless for it, yes. No, I don't. Because on this tour we have a stand-in guitar player with us, and he had to rehearse all songs and all the, and we didn't really quite get to through all the songs. So we only have one new song on the set list. And now we're doing a Danish tour when we get home. Starts in late January. So we'll of course hope to have a lot more new songs on those shows. Yeah. So let's see. But the reviews and the feedback from fans has been really, really good on the new album. Yeah.
Do you plan to come back with a new tour next year? Headliner tour?
I don't quite know if it's going to be a headliner, but we just plan to go back. How it's going to be, we don't quite know yet.
Will you plan to tour in other countries next year also? Only in Europe?
Oh, yeah, of course. We always try to get like two tours a year, two or three tours a year, European tours. But, it's not really up to us, so we just wait and see what dumps, on the doorstep.